Give it up for Chris Turner!
Oh, shit! Thank you, Dean! Oh, I'm loving it! Austin, make some noise! Make some bloody noise! Let's get this beat going. Let's just hold your objects up. Let me see them. Hold them up nice and high. Okay, we're starting over here. First thing that we handle, guy at the stage with the shirt and he sat at the angle. Better know everybody like bro, Ken in the Barbie, Mojo Dojo, Casa House. You're laughing from your mouth, you're like, yes, that's a film that I'm about. You saw there, keyring buying timer, love Barbie, screw Oppenheimer, no need for that. We be ringing it back, got another keyring, I'm on the attack. I don't know what this is, I don't need to explain this. What the hell is a Krieger? What does that mean? Are you a mover? Getting that knockoff merch for Freddy Krueger. Halloween coming soon there with the claws. Here's a little card, you should really pause. Look at this, yo, we'll see. It's a safety service, OTC, training card, we agree. Steven Wojcik from Italy. Does this mean you can go serve the food? If we're in a very expensive mood, I can buy all of the herbs and the breadsticks. Got a very weird thing in your head, it sticks right there, ever so clear. Moving it round in your ear, it appears. Is that what it's for? No, I discuss. Actually, that's a little mascara brush. I'm gonna give that lift and that volume. If you put it in there, then your eardrum goes boom, boom, cause you're gonna burst it. AirPods from the past, I observe it. Are these the ones with the cancelling? Yes, they are. Oh, but they are not the best by far. Those are the ones with the silicon tip. This guy is laughing like AirPods are shit. I use the Bose, ones that I chose. Noise cancelling, I don't hear, I suppose. Look at this, you were coming out tonight saying Austin is dirty, I'm needing that wipe to provide all the sanitizing. It's a green on the packet, it's the right thing. Getting in the lights thing like it is neon. This the drops in my eye that we want. If you get ever so hungover that you can't see clear, you can use this artificial tear. Put it in your eye, show up to work. Boss won't get upset and won't go berserk. But you are mad respect, son. My music capital with the plectrum, playing left-handed like Jimmy or Kurt. Yeah, give it a little shimmy. You could use this as a shim in the guitar neck. What the heck, I'm gonna reach in the dark, gonna grope there. This looks like some bottle opener on some tall weird thing, like some penal piercing. You could handle it there like a ring. Off the stage, you know I'm coming in. Let me jump right down, don't break my ankle. Nice makeup, yes it's quite ample. Half of it's full, that's what I think. What type of makeup is this? It's just pink. What does it mean? What does it do? Is it lip gloss so it makes you look plush on the lips? Oh, handy. Look at these lovely Smarties candy, probably made with chalk. If I ate one, it would find so hard to talk. And you flew in. Oh, and I knew you. Your name's impossible to pronounce. Edgeware Fernanda Dragon. You're like from the House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones surname on the boarding pass. And we're moving, walking past, because there's nothing, just a license. You're like, I'm from Texas, and I like it. Oh, got the real ID. So when you're there at the DFW, they'll be like, wee, come on through, sir. First name Esteban. Yeah, that's better than yours. I didn't even know how to say it at all. Coming to the back, you'd be having a ball. You'd be feeling it. You're like, I consume so much pill, so much mushroom. Look at this. What's the word? From his lips, he says crisps, but we say chips. Different words for the language. You can put the Zappos chips there in the sandwich. Gonna handle this. I understand. I'm gonna flex this hairband with my hand and show. Look at the grip, all the elastic. After the chip, got the salt when I grabbed it. No fear. This guy here, you were going out clear. Swedish IKEA. I like the furniture. I like the weird name for their chair. Buying it flat pack, and I take it back. Building it up, I can slap that. What a little thing. Oh. Oh yes, do the time, little bit of snooze on my tooth, and I'm using the Zion or the Zin, that be pouches, tobacco in your mouth and your teeth, like, just go, falling out, because it erodes the gums. What a very weird one, we're gonna have some fun, ever so odd. Here's a porno picture of a dog, and it's licking his butt, licking his ass. Yes, this dog top class, I should ask, do you want to say your dog's name?
Yes, it's Honey.
Okay, Honey, yeah, sticky in the back, like you got the honey in a bear trap. Shout that if you got a stain, yo. You can use this, it's the wipe and the go. Now and then I need to use a Tide pen. Anything from you? No, did everything, yeah, we ran through. There we go, that's the rap I really should have worn. When it finished, gonna drop that air horn.
Thank you. Oh, that's lovely to hear. Cheers, bye. a water main has burst. So they the city of Austin won't let us perform. They've shut down the water, so the shows are cancelled for tonight. So we don't have shows.
I always forget how to walk when I'm on camera. I want you to think I was like, you know, getting in the zone and pondering the meaning of comedy.
Are you pondering the meaning of comedy?
We're on a dying planet.
Downtown Austin is post-apocalyptic enough.
Yeah.
Now it's gonna be blowing up from underside.
We're gonna check the water, see if there's any water in the taps to see if they're lying about this or not, and if it was just an elaborate ruse. Moment of truth. Yeah. Okay, they were telling the truth. It wasn't just a prank on me. That's a relief. But also, now I'm not going to be able to use the bathroom.
I'm so sorry.
We found out an hour ago, and they've emailed everyone, but, you know. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Seriously.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that sorry sucks for you.
Yeah. Were you also here for my show as well?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The road exploded, yeah. So they've shut all the water off.
It must have just happened, eh?
It just happened.
No, what the heck?
I know. Should we just do a freestyle here? It doesn't matter how good the beat is because you guys will never hear it. Hey, everyone get a thing out. Get something. But like, you got stuff? Everyone's got things? Okay. Okay, I'm gonna let you see that. Okay, this is going. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. For the lovely people who showed up not realizing the show was canceled, we're doing an impromptu street freestyle rapping about whatever they're holding up. It's in a sketchy part of Austin, so people might walk through and start rap battling me. If that happens, you look strong. Punch them. Okay. How we start, take a chance on course. Play the part in the fanny pack, you're packing the tampon. Got the U. What does that even mean? The size of your uterus, keeping it clean while keeping it extracted, blowing out the blood. This disgusting part of the rap, you know it's good. Thanks for showing up early in the night to spark this heart. That's a big lighter. You can tell I'm inexperienced with the flame when I spit it, clicking it again and again. The receipt, the little barcode withered away back there, yeah, and we continue to play. If you wanna make sure that your eyes are clean, use the drops, lots of this, the red Visine. If you're smoking all the blunts of the weed, but you work on the Monday, make sure you need total comfort. Confronting the boss, he says, "Whoa, Chris, this will be your loss. We firing you." But I ain't no fool. It's so sterile because I see the bottle is full, not expired. Well, actually, this is painful. The whole bottle expired in April. You can't use this. Need to throw it away. Pretend to be the clever writers. Okay, on next. Got the Carmex, the hip hop. Put it on your lips. Yeah, you never stop. It's my choice to keep it moist. No harm. SPF 15, medicated lip balm. The safety seal on this is broken, and this totally safe because it goes on the lip part of your face. And let me look at this. I'm loving it lots on the nails. Such a beautiful little fox or
yes,
a deer.
Yes.
I can't tell. That's the part. Excellent. Their tail with the nail art, a tiny little ring and the polka dots. Yeah, what are you holding up? There's a little beanie hat. It's not cold enough, but you can wear it round if you're cold. Admittedly, no insulation because you're bold. Splitting these bars. Wait, I took your lip bar. I put it back. Yo, the charm, does it fit neatly? Oh, I adore this. North Face, ever so rewarding. You're storing this for your own private use. No drip nasal spray, not for drug abuse. If you passed out from the fentanyl overdose, you can get the Narcan and hold it close up your nose. But this just makes sure your holes are decongested because it's got the menthol maximum spray. Because you've got a large nose, you need to put it up there. When you go, are you upset? Saying he's not got a large nose, that's cruel of you to say. Yeah, bros. Oh, filming with the yellow hair, leaving it alone. I feel awkward because while I'm rapping, I left my phone and those guys look sketchy, so make sure it's in my pocket. Oh, some little colored glasses to stop it and bite it. I mean, the UV rays. You think everywhere is yellow today? Literally wearing this, but you can see the light through. Let me get a filter to provide you. Do I look yellow? A fellow, it's up there. And if I put this on, it's like double yellow hair. More green when I've got these on, because the hair follicles is bright like neon. Woo!
We did it!
So we rang around and we asked every comedian we knew if we could come on their shows, and they said yes. So thankfully we have shows tonight. We're going down to Joe Rogan's club, the Comedy Mothership. So we're gonna go do a spot on the kind of local talent showcase show. So I'm gonna have to put on an accent, I think, otherwise they're gonna be like, he's not from round here.
Keep up, what is everybody? Chris Turner!
Thank you kindly, friends. Well, what do you do?
I'm a physical therapist.
A physical therapist? Oh, that's very noble. You like help people walk again and shit, right? Yeah, wow. How many people have you made walk again?
Thousands.
Thousands, that's a lot more than Jesus. So you're not saying you're the second coming, but you're thousands, really, that is. I doubt that, but, you know. I do doubt that. Call me Thomas. Hey, religion joke. When you were little, growing up, presumably you didn't want to be a physical therapist. What did you want to be?
I think a lawyer.
A lawyer? Oh, wow. I'm glad you changed that thing. You're helping people. Unless you were like, oh, I was going to be a defense lawyer for the poor and hungry. Amazing. Oh, gosh. Perfect timing. Are you drinking old fashions? Fucking hell, it's not Mad Men, mate. What is this? Yeah, I'm a real Don Draper here with my physical therapist wife who wanted to be a lawyer. What do you do drinking old fashions? Because bartenders hate you because they take ages to make. It's like, drink a fucking White Claw like all the basic bitches. White Claw crew. Yeah, that's what, I love when you go White Claw crew and then it's just some men just like, yeah. What do you do, sir? A psychologist. Oh, can you? What happened here? What? I went to Oxford University, and now this. What type of psychology do you do? Like Jungian, Freudian? What? It's different. That's psychoanalysis. He looked at me so angrily, but they didn't understand. What type of psychology?
I work mostly with adults.
Mostly with adults.
Yeah.
That wasn't really the question. That's like, sounds like I've, you know, hit a sore point there. Like, I don't work with kids. I'm not technically allowed. Adults are easy because adults come with you with problems and then you can solve them, whereas the kids, they're kind of, you know, innocent tabula rasa, blank slate, and then they kind of grow up all weird, don't they? What's the easiest kind of problem that someone has that you can treat?
Anxiety,
maybe. How do you treat someone with anxiety? Just like, stop worrying. Here's your medical marijuana card. Off you go.
Exposure.
Is that how it works? Like, I'm just really worried no one likes me. Fuck out of my office now, you loser piece of shit. I'm cured, I guess? When you were little, what did you want to be?
I didn't have any.
You didn't have any ambition? No dreams? Do you like your job? Is that why that's your third old-fashioned of the night? You were a late bloomer. But you must have had some hobbies or something you enjoyed. This is so sad. You need a psychologist.
I like being outside.
You like being outside? Oh, cool. Well, yeah, you know. How did you cope during COVID? I guess you're in Austin. Fucking everyone was outside doing shit. Amazing. You like being outside. Camping and shit?
Yeah.
Amazing. Camping. He's lit up now. He's like, maybe you loved being in the Boy Scouts, but a traumatic thing happened and you repressed it. Maybe that's why. You owe me $100 now for solving that problem. I love this. So a wannabe lawyer and a wannabe outdoors person who became a physical therapist and a psychologist in the front row. Lovely stuff. My gentleman who were drinking White Claws over here, my rabble rousers. Was that you, sir, with the lovely beard? No, people behind you. Oh, lovely stuff. Are you wearing fancy shirts? God, you look quite buff. You're in the shadows, but you seem substantial. I don't like using the word ripped, that's substantial instead. What do you do, my stripy-shirted friend?
In the military.
In the military? Holy shit. I believe I'm supposed to say thank you for your service, however, I'm not from this country, and technically the last time we fought, you guys won, and I'm still bitter about it. Because, you know, 250 years ago, I could come over here, and I wouldn't have to pay for a visa, but this costs so much money to get here. Great, what branch of the military are you in?
Army,
cool, that's fucking... What's your favourite thing about the military?
Oh.
It's a difficult question, it's a dodgy one.
That's a great question,
I'm still trying to figure out myself.
You're still trying to figure out yourself. Okay, so a confused member of the army. And when you were little growing up, what did you want to do?
Play football.
Play football. What position?
Receiver.
Receiver. Good, I can understand what that means. they catch it. Cool, well, what you guys didn't know is, growing up, I wanted to be a rapper. That was my dream. DJ, do me a favor, drop that beat. And I would like to celebrate you guys. I'd like to celebrate you especially. In commemorating your work and what you wanted to be in a freestyle rap, may I inquire as to your name, military man?
Mario.
You did not sound as Mexican as that name makes you sound. Your last name's what?
Molina.
Oh shit, okay. Making sure I get it right, telling all his friends I was saying Mexican Mario is like Italian Melina, sounding like the cleanest soprano, Eminem, like the real rapper that I know at the show. So many white claws showing up for military service, he adores getting crunk with the seltzer on a Saturday night. He gets his gun so ready, Mario going to fight like I shoot the enemy, repping the stars and stripes. Got my guy with the claw that we like when he was younger. He says, oh please sir, I wanna play football, be a receiver, maybe wide, maybe tight, who even knows? The NFL they were calling, but Mario says no, I do my duty to country and flag, feeling so nice, he a stripy lad, looking so stout, looking so strict at the side, over here drinking your old fashioned with pride, look at this, you even got the lemon inside, is it a bit of pith, a cherry, also the rind, that's a nice big rock, hip hop rapping, over here he was like, I'm the real chappin', cover my chin so you don't get upset, and then come to my office and get thoroughly analysed. It's not my fault, I'm banned from working with kids, so I focus on adults. No apology, psychology that I do try and figure out what's wrong with you, that's true. But when I was younger, I felt that pride. Outdoors, Boy Scouts heading outside, build a whole tent out of twigs, hanging round there in the forest with the kids, making a fire, loving that great outdoors, rounds of applause for my man who's got the campfire with s'mores, but now he's just an alcoholic, drinking the liquor, saying I'll repress all the memories quicker. You never seen this, hysterical when it hits, here with your lovely physical therapist. She can talk the talk and walk the walk, had my eyes on storks when she said I've made more people than Jesus walk every day. How many? 2 or 3? No, 2K, literally, clearly that's a lie, raising from the dead like me, oh my. Of course, as a child, tell a story like Tom Sawyer. You're like, I'm gonna help people in court like a lawyer. Represent everybody going right down. But don't worry now, just drown your sorrows down with the brown locker. What a lovely bunch of 3 guys in Austin, living the best life, they bossing. So fist bump for this hump, fist bump for you, and fist bump for Mario, you know it's so true. You're the best guy, here we are in fall, not the summer. See you after, later, words to not would be a bummer. But I love the name Mario, yes, come together. Because the favorite type of Mario would be an Italian plumber. Hey! Did a show in the club and got a standing ovation. Now, hopefully, we can get the clip to put it in the documentary. So it's a great room, it's a great club, but we have to go and do 2 more shows now at Cap City Comedy Club. Imagine like having a comedy club and just like going, I want it to have massive amounts of neon, and I want to call it the Comedy Mothership, and I want Elvis nearby. I want a sexy Elvis grooving. I thought you were dressed as Elvis. It's just flowers. Elvis. You're sexy Elvis. You're sexy.
Hello.
Elvis.
Oh, hello, Gorbner.
Oh, is this it? We are we're going to Cap City because Brad Williams, the beautiful, lovely, very funny man, Brad Williams, said we could jump on his show. And then maybe when we're there, we can do another show with Andrea Jin, who's also very beautiful and funny and wonderful. So, yeah. Sending the beat immediately and then going on and doing it and figuring out what type of rap we can do in 5 minutes. That's not, you know, you can't wait for them to give all the suggestions. You gotta figure out a format.
What's a different thing to objects? Like,
well, I can ask them for, like, what's a song title?
Have you done a call and response ever?
Well, you get, like, a song title that they've, you know, what's, if you could hear any song whatsoever, like, what would the title be? You know, make up the title of a song that's never existed.
Okay. Ah! Ah!
Thank you so much. What a joy. Yes, the real deal. Check out the accent. It's real. It's real. You got rid of us 250 years ago, but we're back. Hello, so I'm Chris. You will not know this. I'm quite a big deal in the UK hip-hop scene. You believe that, except that one man. Everyone was like, that seems about right. Yeah, we can imagine that. I'm a freestyle rapper, I make up raps. You have no one sat next to you, but you got your arm around the chair as if you do, or wish you did. Did they leave?
No, I love myself.
You love yourself. Oh, that's so good. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, hello. You love yourself even though your name is Kevin. That shows some real self-love.
I love my middle name most times.
Kevin, if you could hear a song which has never been written, never been sung, what would the title be?
Oh man, I don't even listen to music. I listen to audiobooks.
I don't listen to music, I listen to audiobooks. Fantastic, that's all we needed from you, Kevin. Gentleman who runs a business selling drugs, what would you like to hear a song about?
Bunnies smoking crack.
Bunnies smoking crack.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's animal testing for you. That is that. Okay, cool. I don't listen to music, I listen to audiobooks, and bunnies smoking crack. We'll start this. Well, DJ, do me a favor, hit it. That's the, you don't know this, music lingo for play the track. And you can pump it up a little bit. Pump it up a little bit. And we're going to get live and get lit even more for me. Yes. Nothing written, no idea where we're heading. One guy, arm on the chair, sitting there, Kevin, with the glasses. Saying love myself, you can see front row, so the extra wealth. He be picking up this light, let's go. Comedy show, I felt I need to get the salsa and the nachos. Thin and crispy, yes, I was born with a lust for the Mexican food and all the corn. Let me look at these, so many things that we see. Got the rings and the things on the key. And what the heck is this? I know it's bare odd, I presume this is off-brand AirPods. I share lots of cash, no mistake. Oh my gosh, never seen a ballistic case on a phone before. It's as thick as a brick. You could hit someone to death if they talk shit. If they came up to you and sling a right hook and said I hate things like audiobooks, you would say on guard, beat them so hard, leave them down there bleeding in the yard. Cause you love that. Yeah, your order full, a whole library shelf on Audible. And if someone says books are rubbish, you might lose it. You'd be like, you're an idiot, you like music. Probably addicted to Taylor Swift. All of the trash, Garth Brooks shit, nah. You don't like it, you only like the chapters. Maybe I could be your favourite musical rapper. Even though I'm insulted just a little bit. He's got his fist curled up, he's like I'm gonna hit. A British guy, he best believe one punch will knock out that bloody line. His teeth, well sight, it's a joke as the teeth are so bad anyway. You were coming at the shoulder like reflecting A, so shiny off the head. I'm glad I should have feared. I'm just jealous cause you got a nice beard. And I can't even grow one on my chin. Sitting there like Chris Wright in a whole little rap. A nice little song. People say that testing on animals is oh so wrong, but it drips off the tongue so funny. I'd rather go a habit with the rabbit or the bunny. That's a laughing if we're rapping in French and pronounce it like a Frenchman. Do it properly. That's Le Pain. Oh, oui. I don't mean Le Pain like bread. But look at this guy, you know he said. You make sure it leaves the hutch and then it never goes back. Why? Cause it's on the street and it's smoking crack. The rabbit's living his best life. Fucking on the daily. Smoking crack like this shit's amazing. I'm a rabbit, I used to grab a carrot, but now I get a crack rock, you know I'm gonna have it. I'll be smoking this shit, ground into powder, whipping in the Pyrex. I was not allowed to do this in the lab, the best I would get. They tested Marlboro cigarettes on the bunnies. That's true, it's not funny to you, but that's okay. I'm glad that my bro came through. Talk about the drug habit of the rabbit on the corner. I know it gets dark, I should have warned you. Kevin, are we making you feel happy inside? Are you glad with the music that we provide? Let me ask you, with one what's last look, what thing do you read? Just shout the word.
Oh wait, what?
Book. He was meant to say book. They would have gone crazy for you, Kevin. They would have gone crazy. Kevin, you failed my audition to have you as my hype man, but I'm gonna pick you over the man who gives crap to rabbits anytime. You guys have been lovely. My name is Chris Turner. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
I already know what my opening line is gonna be, like, two black guys, an Englishman, and a midget. If they said, which one rapped, no one would get that right. No one would get that right.
Hey, 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 hey! Oh. Thank you kindly. Look at this. It's you've had your comedy. Now it's time for a lecture. We've laughed, but now we shall learn. We'll take five suggestions. We'll get the first one from this wedge here. What would you like to hear a freestyle rap about? Okay, so you said something, but then that man said Camilla's tampon, which I didn't hear what you said. I guarantee it wasn't as good as that. He's like, nope, can't beat that, buddy. Fair play. Camilla's tampon. Excellent stuff. Number two. Let's get it from here.
Nihilism.
You said nihilism? Gosh. Can we get this lady a drink? All right. Cheer up. There was something from here as well. Do you have a... Someone made a woofing noise over there. Okay, lady who said bestiality, may I have a non-domesticated animal?
Donkey.
A donkey, thank you. She had that so quickly. This section of the room, hello, what would you like a rap about?
Prince Harry being a dick.
Okay, you said Harry Potter, you said...
Prince Harry being a dick.
Prince Harry being a dick. Have you met him? Has he personally wronged you? He owes me $10. And then we've got some people up here. What do you guys want to rap about?
Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines. Who is Chris Gaines? Garth Brooks' alter ego? You're nodding. So would you like to just quickly explain to me who Chris Gaines is?
It's Garth Brooks' alter ego.
It's Garth Brooks. It's just in disguise.
Yeah.
And Garth Brooks is a country musician, right? Yeah. And he wears a lot of black, and he's like, you know, he's on those airport posters that say, pass it on. Okay, cool. He is. That's how I know. Chris Gaines, Prince Harry's a dick, donkey bestiality, Jesus Christ, Camilla's tampon and nihilism. Well, this, lovely people, is a freestyle rap. DJ, do me a favour, drop that beat, and do not worry, this rap will never be seen before, never be seen again, and it will not be anywhere near as atrociously embarrassingly bad as you're expecting it to be. Okay. A few years back, Meghan Markle got married, nice ginger guy bringing over this time Prince Harry, he was leaving. The whole royal family saying, a bye bye, take my gal with me. She was there on suits, thought he looked so cute. They were making babies, maybe they got the two. But you met him in a bar in Austin, and like, nah, a piece of shit, I'm glad you lost him. So am I. Bon voyage, Harry, I see you over there, you're like the worst you can get. You prefer William, even though he's a silly man. You said Harry Potter, but it didn't go to plan, cause my man outshouted you, top classes. He says, screw that, wizard with the glasses and the scar, hey, met with derision. You were sat there wearing black like nihilism. I'm dead inside, I cry each night. If you brought scent boo, I wouldn't get a fright. I feel no emotion, I feel no pain. I take all the pills there in my brain, and it doesn't improve anything in my soul. You could say it in the German accent, your goal, cause they invented it like 100 years ago. The nihilists here at the show, it's so fun. It's insane. Is that Garth Brooks? No, that's Chris Gaines. It's a big shame. I don't know what it means. He'd be there in the stadium, the people with heat, they start playing on the bass, the drums and the guitar. The best country musician by far. I couldn't name a single song. Whisper in my ear, Garth Brooks won now. He just calls him. He says, I don't know. Jesus Christ, sir, you ruined the show. I was kneeling down, I want one. You blocked the flow like a bloody tampon. And when I say bloody, I mean what was filled there. The lady at her chair saying, Queen Camilla, is this treason? Nah, I'm in America. I can say what I want. I can go hella far, Camilla. Well, she's past the menopause, so why has she got a tampon clapped between the jaws of her vagina? Hey, so good scene. You take it out. Okay, stick with me, it's getting depravity with the bestiality. One lady at the show on a Saturday night said, I know what they need to set us right. I like fucking animals from behind. I do it in the barnyard and they don't mind. I need a dick from a thing that's so big it makes me walk wonky. fucking donkey. Saturday night. It is the end of the Texas adventure. I suppose we've learned that when things go quite badly, as long as you are friends with some comedians, they will put you on their shows. No, I think it was lovely. We had a really fun time, and it was nice that something really stressful turned into something that was quite special and fun, and we got to entertain not the people who bought tickets for my show, people who bought tickets for other people's shows, people who actively were like, oh, Chris Turner's in Austin, no, let's go see another comedian, you can't escape me, I'm still coming to your show. I won't perform for the people who want me to, I'll perform for the people who've chosen not to see me, and that I think is the mark of a true iconoclast, a unique generational talent, and those are my words, and you can attribute those to me about myself. Bye, Texas.
I'm a whippersnapper with senior fever. No need for silver foxes once I've seen your silver beaver. Now we're acting all flirty, getting down and dirty. We're 99, so we her age minus 30. When we make love, I tell her back it up further. And after we're done, I get a packet of Werther's. She's kinky and ever so wrinkly. Thank you very much.